Well, it's now 8:05 on Saturday the 18th of September, and Pete and I are snuggled up in bed on the side of a Welsh mountain. We've walked up this morning from Penny Pass over Crib Goch up to the summit of Snowdon, back down the Watkins Path, and we're currently camped up just up the hill from the Gladstone Stone. But Pete, how would you sum up the day so far?
Well, let's just say I know I've been walking. My body is telling me that today has been a very energetic day.
Yeah.
Obviously, my experience, somewhat different to yours, was a great one. Absolutely fantastic. Clinging onto rock and a sheer drop.
Mm-hmm.
Great fun.
Say, it was a very king-orientated day, wasn't it? a Thompson day would normally involve a nice, steady, vertical climb, at which point I would be leaving you for dust. Whereas today you've been leading the way in a mountain goat type manner. But first impression of the Crib Goch when you were going to go over it, how much did you know before we hit it?
Nothing, other than the fact it was the most difficult route up, but I assume that was from the severe start over the first bit of the path, which is supposed to go almost vertical. And then I did expect a quite wide ridge walk. I wasn't expecting a sort of cling onto the rocks.
Yeah, that was a bit of a knife edge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And not helped by the fact that the cloud base came down to approximately the level we were standing at, and the wind picked up as well. So for those of us with of a nervous disposition, it was hairy, I think.
And of course, the rain to make the rocks all slippery and wet helped as well, didn't it?
I can't tell you how much I enjoyed sliding down rocks with a near vertical drop of a couple of thousand feet below me. That was just lovely. That was.
Well, without the rain, we were striding along quite easily. So I think the rain just added that extra edge of danger that we needed just to get the adrenaline pumping, you know.
Yeah. I have to say, some of the more daring vertical lifts that were required to get through the scrambling were new to my repertoire, to say the very least. And yes, I did need a certain level of encouragement to get over them. I could have quite happily kicked you off the bloody mountain at one point. But I'd say that the views today were somewhat limited.
Yes, limited would be a good way to describe them.
Absolutely. The cloud level came down to about 800 metres, so for those who are not familiar with the Snowdon Range, that meant for the last 300 feet of ascent, we were basically in cloud, and we've been in cloud until pretty much we pitched camp this evening at 6 o'clock, where we are now, even as we speak, as you can probably hear the rain beating down the tent roof, just below the cloud base. Fortunately, it didn't come down while we were eating, but I think tonight, particularly, a new high in mountain cuisine, Pete.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And a thumbs up for the expedition meals that we have had in our packs for 2 years and didn't use when we were blown off the side of the mountain in Borrowdale.
Absolutely. So I think the days of the chicken soup, pasta and couscous are behind us.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We will be investing in freeze-dried foods from
first-class dining from now on,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It was having chicken korma on the side of a hill in the slashing rain. As you pointed out, if somebody actually suggested to you at home you ate in the garden while it was heaving it down with rain, you'd probably tell them they were absolutely bonkers, but it seemed a legitimate and logical choice this evening.
Well, there is a point when you actually physically can't get it any wetter than you already are, which I think we had reached. So trying to dry off while you're eating seemed rather
pointless
exercise.
Pointless, absolutely indeed. So now we're snuggled up. It is, coming up 8:10, and it's well past my bedtime.
Absolutely, yes.
As your body clock just shuts down with the darkness falling. And so let's look for an early start tomorrow and whapping everything up that's sopping wet. That'll be lovely, won't it? There we go. Right, night, John boy.